Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and this year should be a special schus for Chayo Chevet Vega Bas Michal Dizbasia, for Harav Baruch Hertz Ben Sarah Tzipora, and Sheva Ben Sarah Chaya, Rav Yosef Ben Chana Ben Henoch Dov Ben Lipsha, Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipora. They should all have Briyas Hashlom, Yisrael Maris Esther, Bais Rav Shmuel, based on the Torah, Reina Barabenu, that's like Reina David. We're in Perek Ches, Pasuk Beis. In Parashas Veschanan, says the Torah Kadosh Kol HaMitzvah Shanachim Tzavchim Tishmu Lassus Laman Tichyun or Rizim Basim Rishnim Tzavetz Hashem Nishba Hashem La'avoseichem. All the mitzvah that I command you today you should guard to do in order that you should live and multiply and go on and possess the land which Hashem swore to your fathers. And Zechariah Tesederech, as Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Zechariah Tesederech, Asher Lichacha Hashem, Elokecha Zerem Shana Bamidbar, Laman Enoscha, Lanasoscha, Ladas Asher Belevavacha, Asishmar Mitzvah, Sev Im Lo. You shall remember all the way that Hashem command, that Hashem your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that He might, Laman Enoscha, that He might afflict you, the nasoscha to test you, but that is the sherba levavcha to know what was in your heart. Hasishmar mitzvos avim lo, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Rashi says, Hasishmar mitzvos av, are you going to keep his mitzvos? Shelot tenaseu, you shouldn't test him, below tahar acharav, and you shouldn't doubt him. And that's what we see in the Pasuk, which we say is a hemshech to what it says. Ladas, right, when it says, Asishmar mitzvos avim lav, im lo, that's a hemshech to what it says, Ladas is asher belevavcha, to know what's in your heart. So we're not talking about doing, we're talking about what's in your heart. And that's a rash says, Shlo taseh lo tahara acharav. You shouldn't test him, you shouldn't doubt him. See what it says in the Mizrahi, in the Gur Aryeh. Before we have to understand, what's the meaning of Shmiras HaMitzvahs? What does that have to do with Lahar Acharav? Hasishmar Mitzvoisov, you're going to keep the mitzvahs, you shouldn't test him, you shouldn't doubt him, you shouldn't be Mahar Acharav. What does being Lahar Acharav have to do with keeping mitzvahs? Since he's Mekayim the mitzvah, he's not considered somebody who doesn't keep the mitzvah. So let's say he keeps the mitzvah and he doubts Hashem. Tests Hashem. So how can you say he's not considered keeping the mitzvah? In other words, Rashi defines the keeping of the mitzvah as shelot tenaseh v'shelot taharachov. What's the kesher? He kept the mitzvah. It's Mashman Rashi, if he's Mahar Acharav and he's Menaseh Hashem, so that's not Shit Tishmar Mitzvah. Ma Pitom, he was Shomer Mitzvah. That's what we'd like to understand. So in order to answer this, it would appear that we have to start with Parshas Veschanan. Perak Vav, Pesukim Tes Zayin, to Yates, Osanas Hashem Alekechem, Kasher Nisisim B'masa, Shamor Tishmar Mitzvah Shem Alekeichem Meidaisa V'chukav Asher Tzivcha V'sisa Yashar V'atoiv B'nei Hashem L'man Yitav L'ach U'basav Yirashtei Sa'aretz Asher Jinishba Hashem L'avaisecha L'hadoiv Es Kol Oivecha Mipanecha Kasher Diber Hashem. Shouldn't test God as you did in Masa. Guard the mitzvah of Hashem your God and His Eidos and His Chukim that He commanded you. And you should do what is straight and good in the eyes of God in order that you should do good to you and you should come inherit the land that he swore to your fathers, to push away all of your enemies in front of you, as Hashem spoke. So the pasuk starts off with Lo Tenasim, which is that you're not allowed to test the Navi, not to believe in the Navi. The Navi's proven himself, you're not allowed to test him. Like the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, to say Reish Menabav, and Ochaz HaSori HaTorah. And we talked about this at length last week, Parshas Eschanan. Like the Ramban writes that if one's Menasis HaNavi, if one tests the Navi, he's testing Hashem, to see if Hashem really has the power. But one shouldn't do this. One shouldn't serve Hashem or Derech HaSafek. And on that it says, Shamor Tishmaru. Shamor Tishmaru. Don't test Hashem. Guard the mitzvahs. What does one have to do with the other? It's not talking about somebody who's not keeping the mitzvahs. It doesn't say you shouldn't be those who don't keep the mitzvahs, but rather Shamor Tishmaru, and you should keep the mitzvahs. It's not what it says. Pasuk isn't talking about those who don't keep the mitzvahs. It's talking about somebody who's Oved Hashem outside of Safik, he doubts Hashem. So how's the Shamra Tishma and a Hemshech of someone telling somebody not to doubt Hashem? And also it says, V'asisa Yosha V'atov B'nei Hashem L'Kecha. The Gemara says, that's the Fnim Ashura Sadin. What does that have to do with the parish of Lo Sanasu as Hashem? Don't test Hashem. Rather do the Fnim Ashura Sadin. My high, my Kesha. So from this would appear that the Indian of Shmira that's mentioned many times in the Torah, the Gavi Asiyas HaMitzvahs, means like regular Shmira. In other words, there's something that we're commanded to guard. And that's also the Indian of Asiyas HaMitzvahs that we have a covenant with Hashem, gave us the Torah, we have 248 Asays, 365 los assays, Kenegar 248 limbs, 365 sinews, Amach Evarim Mishasigidim. So these are like the Evarim of our body. And we have to guard them that they shouldn't get destroyed. V'huadin Kein Emetzal Mitzisaisel Yisrael. So they're like the Evarim of the Jewish people. And we have to guard that they shouldn't be harmed, so too the mitzvahs have to be guarded. So when it talks about shmiras asiyas hamitzvahs, there's an azhara to preserve, to guard this quality of asiyas hamitzvahs that the Jewish people have, that it shouldn't be miskalkel ayidei maisim v'deos ros, that it shouldn't be corrupted by bad deeds, bad deos, bad midas. If somebody guards this mitzias, tavo asiyas hamitzvus, shem kshaguf bari memela ba milui tzrachav ba'achila v'shtia v'chadayim, v'en tzrach hazeh rotzen v'das miyuchad al adarava, mitzad atzman et bas ha'asiyya. So if we preserve this mitzias of keeping the mitzvus, just part and parcel of who we are, and it's automatically, just as long as we preserve it, it's automatically going to happen. Just like, take a healthy person. A healthy person eats, drinks, takes care of his needs. He doesn't need any special thought, any special effort. It's natural. So too, if we make sure not to corrupt ourselves, naturally we're going to keep the mitzvahs. So now we understand the sinyan of Shomer Tishmaru as mitzvahs Hashem, as a hemshech of the love of Lo Tenasu as Hashem. Latinasu means, like we see from the Ramban, pikpuk beleva yicholas Hashem. One doubts the capacity of Hashem and the need to serve Him. So in such a case, indeed there is asiyas hamitzvahs, but it's not asiyah migeder shmira. Pikpuk al yicholas Hashem v'atzarech v'avodasa. So he's keeping the mitzvahs, but he's not keeping them in such a way that he's guarding them, which means that his essence requires the keeping of the mitzvahs. Because if there's hira and suffik belev, the asiyah isn't coming mikoch pnimiyusa that requires this asiyah, but rather because of his intellect, And that it says, Lo sinasu es Hashem. Since you have to keep the mitzvahs in such a way of Shomer Tishmer, it's mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem, it has to be natural for you. You have to guard this quality that you have that keeps mitzvahs. And if you're menaseh Hashem, then you're not doing it out of in a natural way anymore. That's a stira. Lo sinasu is a stira to Shomer Tishmer. Shomer Tishmer is that you're keeping it a natural, and lo tanasu is that you're doubting it. And therefore, if you keep the mitzvah, even if you do it, but it's being done, you need to expend special energy. It's not natural for you. That's a stira. It says lo sinasu, because Shomer Tishmer, don't test Hashem. If you're doubting Hashem, then you're not Shomer Mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem. And in that it says, "V'asisa toiv v'yoshev atoiv v'ni Hashem alekecho." What's it talking about? It's talking about l'fnim mishuras hadin. Because omnam ein al zeh tzivui. There's no tzivui for this. It's l'fnim mishuras hadin, and it's not included in the mitzvahs and the eidos and the chukim. But after there was stated a chiyuv begeder shel shomer tishmer, which means lasos kafi anitba mimashitava Kodesh Baruch Hu levavas Yisrael shemutbe masiyas retzon Hashem. After we have a chiyuv of shomer tishmerun, which means to do as is required, what Kodesh Baruch Hu put in the hearts of the Jewish people, that we have in our nature to do the retzon of Hashem. So we're also going to do l'fnim mishuras hadin. Once we're preserving our basic nature of doing what God wants, that's also going to be l'fnim mishuras hadin, because that's yashav etov b'nei Hashem Elokecha. In other words, what's the nature? The nature of the Jewish neshama is to want to fulfill the will of God. And l'fnim mishuras hadin is yashav etov b'nei Hashem Elokecha. It's what's right and good in God's eyes. So maybe we're going to do that naturally also. That's why it says, don't test Hashem. Rather, preserve your natural quality to keep mitzvahs. And memela, you're also going to do a tova yasher b'nei Hashem. You're going to do the fnim mishuras hadin, because that's also part of your nature. And we also understand now why it says shamra tishmeru. There's a shmira kfula, there's a double shmira here. What's the meaning of this double shmira? See the alshich. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. But since the Iker Parsha is to teach this inyan, that there's a matzav atzmi of ratzon l'dvar Hashem, v'asisa yashav atoiv b'eino, and we have to preserve this matzav, not to be mekalkel v'maisim v'deos ros. So therefore it says, shamor es hatishmeru. Guard the fact that you guard it. Guard the matzav of Tishmeru. So not only should you guard the mitzvahs, that you're doing them in such a way that it's natural for you, it shouldn't be corrupted, but guard the guarding. Make sure to preserve your nature, that you're going to keep the mitzvahs in such a fashion. And that also would appear to be pshat later on, 1122, Kim Shomer Tishmeru. It's called a mitzvah azayis Hashem rachim mitzvah ve'eschem la'asayisa. L'havas shem l'kechem lechem tchod rachu l'dafka boi. Gam shem ne'emar kefo d'shem r'tishmeru. It says, if you guard all the mitzvah that I command you today to do, to love God and to go in all of His ways and to cling to Him. There also it says Shomer Tishmeru. Rashi's omit on this, and he brings from the Sifri. There's a special afhara of Shmiras Harbe. V'hizar b'talmudo shelo yishtakeach. Be very careful not to forget your learning. But the problem is, the pasuk is talking about Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and Rashi takes it to Talmud Torah. We also have to understand what it says La'ahava. Is the hemshech of Shomer Tishmeru. If you're Shomer Tishmeru, then maybe you're going to have a la'avas Hashem Elokeichem. Why, just because you're Shamar Tishmer, is he going to bring to Ahava? So based on what we said, it's Gevaldik. Because this pasuk is also talking about preserving the situation where there's a chuk and a ratzon in Avodas Hashem. And this is only if the Torah of Hashem is in the heart of the Jewish person. And that's going to bring him to have a ratzon in Avodas Hashem. And guarding this matzav is only through Talmud Torah. Otherwise, the Yetzirah is going to overtake the person. Rasi Yetzirah, Rasi Torah Tavlin. Otherwise, the Yetzirah wins. So if the Torah is telling us to guard this matzav where you're naturally keeping the mitzvahs, that your ratzon is to serve Hashem. So it's got to be through Talmud Torah. That's why Rashi said it's talking about Talmud Torah. Shamar Tishmar. Talmud Torah. Be very careful not to forget your Torah, to keep learning. That's why we need as hard as higher ready. You have to keep learning. To be part of the Tishmarun, the Shamar Tishmarun. And we would guard that's the way we guard the matzav that we're going to be keeping Torah naturally. Through Talmud Torah. That's why Rashi brings it over to Talmud Torah. And Memela, the Hemshech of that, is going to be like it says in the Pasuk. And we're going to love God and we're going to keep his mitzvahs. It's going to be who we are. We're going to have this ratzon plenumi for kibbutz Hashem. We see this in the Sifri. So you might think, no, there's the son of the wise man, the son of the Gedolim, the son of the Nevi'im. They're the ones who can keep the Torah, but not everybody. No. Everybody's equal in Torah. Where do you see in this pasuk, everybody's equal in Torah? And if it's because Mistama, the pasuk, is talking to every Jew, the whole Torah is talking to every Jew. But the Azahava meaning here that the B'nai Zekanim, the B'nai Gedolim, the B'nai Nevi'im, they're going to be Matzliach and not us. Not the regular people. Not the common man. So where do we see not like that in Kim Shemur Tishman, that it's talking to everybody equally? So that's like we said. But the Yisra Pasuk is telling us that the Yisra of Avodas Hashem is the Torah that's in every Jew. That's the Shemur Tishman. Preserve the Torah that we all have in us. It's already what we already have, and therefore ain't nothing to do with B'nai Zekanim. We have Yisod from their avos. They're going to be more matzliach. No, it's for all Jews. Doesn't matter whether you're a B'nai Zekanim, B'nai Gedolim, B'nai Nevi'im, or a regular Jew. Everybody has the Shamar Tishmar. Kulam Shavim, that's what Shamar Tishmar is telling us. Everybody's equal. It's exactly like we're saying. But it's telling us to preserve a natural quality of keeping Torah. Also, we see this in Achremos, 1830. Make a guarding for my guardings. They make siyagim derabanan. Because that pasuk is an asara lebeisin v'chachamim. Ayin shan Rashi mitaras kohanim. We see there's a mitzias it's called mishmarti. That's the mitzias of Derech Hashem. We have to guard this mitzias by making other shmiras. It's talking about the Beis Din. The Beis Din has to make a mishmeris for the shmira. To guard the shmira, we're naturally keeping mitzvahs Hashem. But you have to make a mishmeris. That's why they make a siyagim derabbanan. That's talking to the Beis Din, but our pasuk is talking to every Jew. And we all have a natural quality of keeping Torah, and therefore we have to preserve it, like we said before, through Talmud Torah. And now we understand what it says over here. L'man anoscha, to afflict you, l'anasoscha, to test you. Adas is asher b'levavcha, sishmar mitzvos v'imlo. That the anoscha, l'anasoscha, adas im shalem l'vavcha im Hashem. ואינך מפק בבו חס ושלום. The affliction is coming to test you to see, are you complete with God? Are you doubting Him? So from that comes an afgamina, sishmor mitzvahs of Him lo. Are you going to keep His mitzvahs? You're not going to keep His mitzvahs. Because meaning, if you're chas v'shalom testing Hashem, if you're mahar or achra, that's what it says. Man anoyscha and asoyscha. You're being afflicted to be tested. Are you really with God? And then afgamina is going to be, are you going to be shomer mitzvosa? Because if you're doubting God, then there's no shmira. You might do the mitzvahs, but there's no shmira. You're not going to be keeping your natural inclination for the mitzvahs. Because shmira means that your lev is shalim with Hashem. So we're not talking merely about a siyas and mitzvahs. We're talking about guarding your natural inclination to keep the mitzvahs. That's why Rashi says, if you're doubting God, then you're not properly being shomer mitzvahs, because the shmira is this is who you are. If you're doubting Hashem, then that's not who you are. Because you might do the mitzvah, but it's not coming from in your kishkas. It's more of a externally imposed. But it has to be kept. Of course you're doing it because you're commanded, but it has to also come from your pnimius. In this inyan that Shmira relates to your pnimius, we see in the pasuk, Yishmer lecha pen tishkach Hashem Elokecha lebilt lishmor mitzvoseh mishpatav v'chukoseh asher anochi nitzav chayon. So we see from this that the tishkach is because the built is if you forget God, what's going to happen? The built yishmor mitzvoseh. Meaning, if you're shochech as Hashem, then you're not keeping your natural inclination to keep mitzvahs. So in the meila, you're going to be built yishmor mitzvoseh. That's what it says, V'ram levavcha v'shachach tis Hashem alakecha. Person has rum halev, is gasis ruach, like Gemara says, which is belev. So that's going to bring to shichacha the bilti shmor. So Pasuk Yud Aleph tells you to be very careful not to forget Hashem and not keep His mitzvahs. And then Pasuk Yud Aleph says, and what causes that? Rum Alev. It's not in one's pnimius. One has this internal gaiva, so maybe he's going to forget. He's going to forget the mitzvahs. He's going to forget Hashem. Like we saw earlier in Pasuk Yud Aleph, when he forgets Hashem, that's the bilti shmor mitzvosim. He's not going to be keeping it because it's part of his pnimius, because it's part of who he is. It says forget Hashem, it doesn't literally mean forget. But it means not pay so much attention to. Now he can also answer the kash of the alshich. And says, L'bilti shmor, l'chor, it's superfluous. Of course, if he forgets Hashem, he's not going to keep the mitzvahs. And what's pshat? L'bilti shmor, why not v'lo sishmor? So based on what we explained, the Ikar Ashar is not that you shouldn't be mevatel asiyas and mitzvahs. Even though, stomach, that's also going to happen. But they're going to be mevatel the matzav asiyas and mitzvahs, together shel shmir me'atzma, that it's his own personal inclination to keep the mitzvahs. You might do the mitzvah, but it's not going to come from their hearts. Like we see in Pasuk Yud Zayin, "B'marta b'levavcha kochi v'atzim yodi asli sachay l'zeh." And therefore it doesn't say v'lo sishmor. Then it's v'lo shekayim v'lo v'shachachta. The v'lo sishmor means you're not going to do it. But it's talking about shichcha and the pnimius, and your atzmus, that you have Hashem Elokecha. That's what it means. Built ishmor. Ein ma'al ishmor. There's nothing to keep. It's built ishmor. It's not to just say you're not keeping it. But there's nothing to keep because your pnimius is, by the person's pnimius is empty of Hashem. That's why it says that the shamar lecha is not an asara, not doing brother. Just on shichas Hashem, Hashem won't be in your mehus. And if Hashem is not in the mehus, built ishmor. There's going to be nothing to guard. Why is there going to be nothing to guard? He's still doing it. He's still doing the mitzvah. But there's nothing to guard, because what are you guarding? You're guarding the fact that inside of you, you have Hashem. You have this connection. But if one forgets Hashem, then he's not going to have this connection anymore. There's nothing to guard. Not just that he's not doing the mitzvah. The built ishmur, there's nothing in there to guard, because you're supposed to guard your natural connection to Hashem. But if you forget Hashem, then there's nothing to guard. Even though he might be keeping the mitzvah. So Baruch Hashem, we answered our kasha and a few more on the way of the kesher between Tishmor Mitzvos and Lotan Asevelot HaRachra, because the Shmiras HaMitzvahs is that one's Pnimius, one is connected to Hashem, one wants to keep the mitzvahs. And if he's doubting Hashem, then that's not a proper Shmir, even though he might be doing externally, in a dry way, doing the mitzvah, but that's not the desired outcome. All right, of course, there's so much more to say. We'll conclude here and give ourselves a bracha. We should revisit these psukim. Shalom, shalom, see you.